Transportation Committee to order, and today we do have a quorum. Senator Olson, myself, Senator Wilkowski are here. Senator Wilken is coming in from Fairbanks and will be here late, and Senator Cowdery is ill today. We're going to reverse order on the notice and have the first bill, Senate Bill 137, and I'll ask my aide to step up to the mic to give us an explanation of the bill. Nancy? And with her will be David Scott from Representative Johansson's office for comments. Senate Bill 137.
Mr. Chairman, Nancy Barnes, staff to Senator Kukesh, Senate Transportation Aide. You have before you Senate Bill 137, which is the companion bill to House Bill 168. And I have David Scott here with me from Representative Johansson's office, Chair of Senate House Transportation. Senate Bill 137 authorizes two exchanges of land of approximately 10 acres between the Alaska Railroad Corporation and the Department of Transportation to accommodate two Department of Transportation projects. The two projects are the widening and lane improvements of the Parks Highway in Wasilla, and two, construction of heavy aircraft cargo apron at the Fairbanks International Airport. Both of these projects require adjustments to the railroad's track and right-of-way lands. This legislation ensures that all the appropriate titles to property can be in place for both of these DOT projects. Section 1 to the land exchange for the Parks Highway Improvement Project. Section 2 pertains to the land exchange for cargo apron at the Fairbanks International Airport. Alaska Statute 42.40285 requires legislative approval for the Railroad Corporation to exchange, donate, sell, or otherwise convey its entire interest in land. To answer specifics regarding these projects, representatives are also here from the Department of Transportation and the Alaska Railroad Corporation. They're here in the audience or online to answer the committee's questions.
Thank you. Mr. Scott, do you have anything to add to that?
Mr. Chairman, she covered it very well.
Okay, good. Thank you. Any questions for Nancy or Mr. Scott from the committee?
Mr. Chairman, is anybody going to be testifying that's besides the sponsor, bill sponsor?
We have online the people from DOT and from Alaska Railroad to answer questions about it, and they are available.
Okay.
Yes. So if you want, we can go right into that.
Whatever you...
Why don't you go ahead and take a seat in the audience, and we'll go... I have Fran Zimmerman from DOT, John Bennett from GOT, and Phyllis Johnson from Alaska Railroad. Are you available online, Fran Zimmerman, John Bennett, or Phyllis Johnson? Could you answer?
This is Fran Zimmerman at DOT in Anchorage. I'm available.
Okay, John Bennett, are you online?
Yes, this is John Bennett in Fairbanks.
Okay, how about Phyllis Johnson?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Phyllis Johnson available here.
Good. We have before us Senate Bill 137. Would any of you like to make comments, or are you just available for questions?
I believe we're just answer questions for you.
Great. Thank you very much. Senator Olson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, one of the questions that I see has to do with the Fairbanks International Airport, and it has the heavy aircraft cargo apron on there. And I see the description here. Generally, it's 1,000 feet off taxiway A on the south end of the west ramp. I realize it's on the west ramp, but what kind of influence, or have you had any input from general aviation or the air taxi operators that are up operating out of Fairbanks on a continual basis?
I honestly don't have a lot of information about. I mean, there was an environmental impact or an environmental document that addressed the concerns of all the stakeholders for the project, and so all aviation users were involved in the development of this project. This is quite the location is quite a bit removed from the general aviation area, so I don't believe it was expected to have a significant impact on them.
And you're talking about down, Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Yes, please, go ahead.
You're talking about down the southwest of runway 1 left is where you're generally speaking?
I'm sorry, I don't have a map in front of me, so I can't verify that quickly.
Okay, well, the question I have is there is a 135 operator down there and at least one or two 121 operators there, and have they had a position on this construction project?
I can't tell you whether they specifically provided comments, but but the comments were received from anyone who wanted to be involved in the development process.
Mr. Chairman, the concern that I have is when you're having four 747 type heavy aircraft down there, that smaller aircraft tend to be rocked around a bit when they're either taxiing or and then realize that they usually use a smaller aircraft, and general aviation aircraft tend to go ahead and use one right and one nine left, but when you have this kind of heavy equipment, it does cause a concern.
Thank you. Just for the record, when looking at the Senate Transportation Committee position, it says to eliminate a potential safety hazard and accommodate the airport extension, and that was the reason why we were looking to do a new heavy airport cargo apron. And I guess they were addressing that as part of the problem, to try to eliminate that problem of the. But I'm sure DOT can speak to that themselves.
Somebody from the department, can you go ahead and comment on that portion of page one?
I'm not sure I have what you're looking at. What exactly is that?
We have Senate Transportation Committee position paper, Senate explanation of the bill. What it says is, this is to replace a currently inadequate heavy cargo apron located next to the airport terminal, and is part of the planned construction upgrade and expansion of the Fairbanks International Airport. Of the four current aircraft parking positions, two interfere with the taxiway and create a potential safety risk. And that's the reason why we're doing it. Did you have a comment you'd like to add to this, please?
Yeah, my name is Mary Sorokin. I'm Special Assistant to the Commissioner of the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. It's my understanding, and John, you can add on to this. This was from the project descriptions that we sent out to the committee members for House Bill 168 as well as SB 137, and it describes the project. And it is my understanding that we did want to get the aircraft away from where they would be sticking out onto the taxiway, and also to accommodate the new terminal that was being, or in addition to the terminal that was being constructed at that part of the airport.
Senator Olson?
Mr. Chairman, are you telling me that they're planning on extending or building an addition on to the existing terminal toward the south side, southwest side?
John, is that correct?
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing the.
Could you describe the addition to the terminal?
Where specifically it's coming from, going to be extending to?
Well, actually, the part of the land exchange only relates to the heavy cargo apron, which is quite a bit removed, quite a bit to the south of the terminal.
Actually, the question has to do with where is the extension of the terminal, or where is the addition going to be built onto the existing domestic Fairbanks International Airport terminal?
I don't have that information in front of me.
Okay, thank you.
I believe that that's at the south end of the terminal, south. Senator, yeah.
Any other questions? Senator Wilkowski?
Were there public notices sent out to affected property owners?
Through the chair, John, I believe that through the environmental assessment process that we do a public notice process.
That's correct. There's the public involvement process. Public notices go out and there are public meetings held.
Were there any objections to the land swaps?
No objections to the land swaps.
All right, thank you.
Senator Olson?
No, I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman. I think it's a great idea. I know that a couple of years ago there was a situation in Anchorage where one of the helicopters went down into the water, and they put an emergency and diverted all the cargo aircraft up to Fairbanks, and they were lined up and stacked up there. I happened to be there at the time, and they do need more space. And if this accommodates this, and as long as it doesn't interfere with some of the smaller aircraft that are going to get blown around, because it's the little guys that kind of looking out for here, but I think it's a great idea bringing this apron in down on the southwest corner, and it will be away from the main general aviation terminals.
Thank you. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to testify? Seeing none, do you have any other questions for to ask? If not, I'll close public testimony. Then we have the bill before us. What's the wish of the committee? It's my intention to move this.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move Senate Bill 137 out of committee to the next committee referral with individual recommendations, and I actually don't see a financial fiscal note with it.
Let me see if I have one.
It looks like a zero fiscal note, Mr. Chairman.
A zero fiscal note. Mm-hmm. Okay, is there an objection? See no objection, then that committee will be moved. The next committee of referral is the Finance Committee. We have before us then the next bill, it's House Bill 8. And everybody can leave. We'll have just an at ease for a minute to sign this document and. Order. Transportation Committee is back to order. We have House Bill 8, and I'd like to invite Representative Ramos to make the presentation, if he would.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hello, gentlemen. Nice to see you this afternoon. We wanted to bring forward House Bill 8. Kevin Lamb Law Enforcement Training Facility, but more aptly, it's a shooting range. And the title outgrew its the functionality of the project. If I can just briefly share with you, we were approached by the Police Safety Standards Council, I think. Paul Jenke, I think, who is the head of their organization. And in Fairbanks, out by the Fairbanks International Airport, we have a law enforcement shooting range. For safety purposes, they like to be separate from civilian shooting range because they do a lot of their tactical maneuvers. And we were fortunate enough, Mr. Chairman, last year, 2 years ago, that we had a large bond that was approved to expand the Fairbanks International Airport. And now puts our law enforcement agencies in the unique position of shooting at landing aircraft. And this isn't a prudent course, neither for law enforcement nor for the airlines that are coming in. So they want to alter the location of the shooting range. There are 30 law enforcement agencies that would enjoy this facility. We thought... So that it would benefit from less of a utilitarian function that we would name it after a fallen police officer, Kevin Lamb. He is from North Pole. He was Fairbanks with Fairbanks Police Department. He was newly married when he died in the line of duty, and he was responding to a suicide call. The person who was a threat to themselves shot and hit another police officer. Kevin Lamb protected that other police officer and sustained a fatal wound in the process of doing that. He's remembered at the Fairbanks Police Department and also the Department of Public Safety building, because I think he was where they have photographs of police officers that have fallen in the line of duty. And I didn't know him, but we thought it was a very appropriate person to give this honor to. We anticipate that as some of these Homeland Security funds are loosened up, that Fairbanks will be able to have a local shooting range. It's a lot more practical than traveling or sharing a facility with civilians. It's not necessarily the wisest thing to put civilians and law enforcement together in close quarters with weapons, sometimes when people can be identified as law enforcement and when they have to show their tactical efforts. So with that, we would we'll see whether this is funded through appropriation, but we would ultimately we're going to need a shooting range for local law enforcement in the whole northern region, which is pretty vast, and we think this would be a terrific young man to be remembered for by naming the shooting range after him. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any questions for the sponsor? Senator Olson?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Representative Ramos, it's certainly commendable that you have this situation here where the guy was only married for 12 days and you're naming after him. I guess what are the plans for the facility there? Are they going to just have a shooting range, or are they planning on expanding that to train other officers that are around the area?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, I kind of regret adding such a grandiose name to it, because it's caused some concern with members from Sitka who see it as a potential threat to their trooper training facility. Mm-hmm. It really is just a shooting range, and the one that they're going to abandon as the airport expands is so antiquated that they set up their target, they pace back 15 steps, they draw a line in the dirt or the snow, and then they fire at it. And this would really comprise just some hoods, that would be heated, some heated sleeves, so that they could probably use this in our climate 7 months, 8 months of the year. And there are no expectations to expand this beyond that. Effort that law enforcement is interested in Fairbanks is an indoor shooting range in the basement of the Department of Motor Vehicles building, where Department of Public Safety is. In fact, I think Department of Public Safety is the landlord, and they rent to Department of Motor Vehicles. And there is an abandoned four-lane indoor shooting range, but it would require significant mitigation because of ventilation issues from all the lead. And that's not something that we're addressing here. There is no training facility that would ensue. This is really just some sleeved lanes for outdoor shooting and an opportunity for some tactical exercises by law enforcement.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Senator Wilkowski? No. Thank you very much for your testimony. Is there anybody else in the audience that would like to testify? Is there anybody online? Nobody online. So with that, I'll close public testimony. And what's the wish of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move House Bill 8 out of Transportation Committee now to the next committee referral with individual recommendations and the accompanying fiscal note.
Okay, this is actually just goes right to rules now, I think. We don't have another committee referral. Thank you. Is there an objection to the motion? Seeing none, then it's so ordered. We're done. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
We are adjourned. That's all we have on our schedule. And there is no meeting on Thursday, by the way. We do not have a meeting on Thursday.